Some 50 African leaders have gathered in Paris for a two-day summit on bolstering relations between Africa and France. But French President Jacques Chirac welcomed leaders with a warning. Those who use force to stay in power could face charges in an international court one day. The start of the summit was overshadowed by the controversial presence of Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
France organizes a summit with African leaders every 2 years or so to try to boost its influence on the continent. President Jacques Chirac opened this one with the usual pledges of friendship, solidarity, and even promises of more financial aid. What was different was an outright condemnation of those who take or hold power through non-democratic means, especially violence.
D'où qu'elle vienne, la violence doit être dénoncée.
Wherever it comes from, violence must be denounced, Chirac said. Those responsible for it must fear the punishment of the International Criminal Court, which now extends its protection to all the citizens of the world. The time of impunity is over. Many saw the comments as a response to widespread criticism over the presence of Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe. France asked the European Union to suspend a travel ban placed on him following his controversial re-election a year ago. The EU granted permission, following a deal with Britain that London has taken pains to minimize. Such deals and exceptions anger human rights groups, who say Mugabe is not the only leader flouting democratic norms who was invited to Paris. Antoine Bernard is the executive director of the International Federation of Human Rights, or FIDH.
Well, FIDH, first of all, blames France, because to have persons like Mr. Mugabe participate in such summit makes no sense. FIDH also blames the UK, who accepted the deal on Zimbabwe, and finally blames Europe not to be able to build such an external policy concerning human rights.
There were small and scattered protests over the Mugabe visit. Hundreds of riot police would have kept demonstrators away anyway. Inside the conference center, much of the talk was about the crisis in the West African nation of Ivory Coast. Its president, Laurent Gbagbo, chose to skip the summit and is delaying application of a peace deal France helped broker for his country a month ago. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan told the assembled leaders they should make an effort to help.
We are struggling to calm a situation that has provoked tragic rifts along ethnic and religious lines and that has caused hundreds of deaths and large-scale displacements of people.
And Annan also called on the people of Ivory Coast to solve their own problems.
I call on all Ivorians, and particularly the country's political leaders and President Gbagbo, to make the agreement they signed last month a concrete first step towards peace.
Calls for peace extended to another possible conflict, Iraq. The assembled leaders issued a statement in support of France's position on a possible military strike, saying there was an alternative to war. African nations make up about a quarter of the UN General Assembly, but France is expected to pay special attention to just three of them. Angola, Cameroon, and Guinea happen to hold rotating seats on the UN Security Council. They could be critical swing votes if a second resolution authorizing war on Iraq comes before the Council. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.